नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 23 एंड 24। सत्सेवया दीर्घयापि जाता मयि दृढ़ा मतिः हित्वाद्यम् इमं लोकम् गन्तमर्जनान्तमसि सत्सेव्या दीर्घयापि जाता मयि दृढ़ा मतिः हित्वाद्यम् इमं लोकम् गन्तमर्जनतामसि सत्सेवया। बाय सर्विस ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रुथ अदीर्घया
फॉर सम डेज अपि
इवन जाता
हैविंग अटेंड
मई अंटू मी दृढ़ा
फर्म
मति ही
इंटेलिजेंस
हित्वा
हैविंग गिवन अप
अवध्यम डिप्लोरेबल इमं दिस लोकम मटेरियल वर्ड्स
गंता
गोइंग टू मत जनताम
माय एसोसिएट्स
असी बिकम
टेक
द 24 आल्सो। मतिर्मयि निबद्धेयम् न विपदेत कर्हिचित् प्रजासर्गनिरोधेऽपि मृतिश्च मद अनुग्रहात् मतिर्मयि निबद्धेयम् न विपद्येत कर्हिचित् प्रजासर्गनिरोधे अपि मृतिश्च मद् अनुग्रहात् मतिः
इंटेलिजेंस
मयि डिवोटेड टू मी निबद्धा एंगेज्ड इयम् दिस न नेवर विपद्येत सेपरेट कर्हिचित् एट एनी टाइम प्रजा लिविंग बीइंग्स सर्ग एट द टाइम ऑफ क्रिएशन निरोधे ऑल्सो एट द टाइम ऑफ एनहाइलेशन
अपि
इवन स्मृति ही रिमेम्बरेंस च एंड मत माइंड अनुग्रहात बाय द मर्सी ऑफ Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
By service of the Absolute Truth, even for a few days, a devotee attains firm and fixed intelligence in me. Consequently, he goes on to become my associate in the transcendental world after giving up the present deplorable material world. Intelligence engaged by devotion cannot be thwarted at any time. Even at the time of creation, as well as at the time of annihilation, your remembrance will continue by my mercy. So please repeat. By service of the absolute truth, even for a few days,
a devotee attains
Firm and fixed intelligence
in me.
Consequently, he goes on to become my associate
in the transcendental world
after giving up the present deplorable material worlds. Intelligence
engaged in my devotion
cannot be thwarted
at any time
even at the time of creation
as well as at the time of annihilation
your remembrance will continue
by my mercy.
Purport. Serving the Absolute Truth means rendering service unto the Absolute Personality of Godhead under the direction of the bona fide spiritual master, who is a transparent via medium between the Lord and the neophyte devotee. The neophyte devotee has no ability to approach the Absolute Personality of Godhead by the strength of his present imperfect material senses. And therefore, under the direction of the spiritual master, he is trained in transcendental service of the Lord. And by such training, even for some days, the neophyte devotee gets intelligence in such transcendental service, which leads him ultimately to get free from perpetual inhabitation in the material worlds, and to be promoted to the transcendental world to become one of the liberated associates of the Lord in the kingdom of God. Devotional service rendered to the personality of Godhead never goes in vain. Since the personality of Godhead is eternal, intelligence applied in his service or anything done in his relation is also permanent. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that such transcendental service rendered unto the personality of Godhead accumulates birth after birth, and when the devotee is fully matured, the total service counted together makes him eligible to enter into the association of the personality of Godhead. Such accumulation of God's service is never vanquished, but increases till fully matured. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सत्सेवया दीर्घयापि जाता मयि दृढ़मतिः हित्वाद्यम् इमं लोकं गन्तमज्जनात् जनताम् असि. बाय सर्विस ऑफ द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रुथ इवन फॉर अ फ्यू डेज A devotee attains firm and fixed intelligence in me. Consequently, he goes on to become my associate in the transcendental world after giving up the present deplorable material world. Matirmai nibaddheyam na vipadyeta karhichit prajasarga nirodhe api smritischa mad anugrahat. Intelligence engaged in my devotion cannot be thwarted at any time, even at the time of creation as well as at the time of annihilation. Your remembrance will continue by my mercy. Narad Muni, when he had darshan of the Lord in his heart, he just saw the form of the Lord for a moment and then it disappeared. So naturally he became very disturbed. And now we are seeing that the Lord is talking to him and reassuring him that his devotion has not gone waste, because Narada thought that what is this happening? Why I'm not getting it? So he spoke in the previous two verses. I'm just going to read those translations so we know what we are talking. Oh Narada, I regret that during this lifetime you will not be able to see me anymore. Those who are incomplete in service and who are not completely free from all material desire attempts can hardly see me. Oh virtuous one, you have only once seen my person, and this is just to increase your desire for me, because the more you hanker for me, the more you will be freed from all material desires. So Lord Krishna is saying, yesterday we discussed that the more we hanker for him, he makes the hankering more and more, so that you are constantly engaged in his service. And today's two shlokas, he is just confirming that. He is saying, even if you do the service for few days, you know, the word here is few days. Oh, that's the previous thing. Yeah, adirghaya. Dirgha means long. Adirgha means not very long. You do some little service for Krishna, and Krishna is so merciful that he reciprocates. And he says it will not go waste. And we know that in the chapter, second chapter of Bhagavad Gita 2.40, Krishna declares that this will not go waste. And he tells Arjuna that you should not fear about anything. I will see that this continues. And that's what we have been discussing many, many times, that ultimately an intelligent person should collect all these virtues. We call them Sukruti. So Sukruti goes into our account and it never goes waste. Like Srila Prabhupada explains in that purport of the Bhagavad Gita chapter shloka, that if you finish at 1% devotion this lifetime, then in the next lifetime you start with 2%. You start with that 1%, it doesn't go waste. Whereas in the material world we see that anything we acquire, when we leave the body, then everything gone, nothing is left with you. But here Krishna is telling Narada that even at the time of creation or annihilation, your remembrance will continue. You will be so fortunate. Because of course Narada is special. He is so fortunate. But how he became special? Not that he was born as a devotee. He was born in the previous life as a son of a maidservant. But he made it. How? Just by eating the remnants of the food taken by the sages. And then of course he did some meditation on the 400th form of Narayana, and now The Lord is directly talking to him. He's just not giving him one small instruction. He's telling him everything. You know, in fact, if you see now, how Krishna at different times speaks Bhagavad Gita totally. You know, he just repeats what is there in Bhagavad Gita. With, of course, different reference to context. But he does, like here he's talking of 2.40, which he has already spoken in Bhagavad Gita. Now he's just confirming that in Bhagavata. So like that, Krishna's instructions, Krishna's assurance, everything is so important, you know, that if you follow the instruction, then we are guaranteed the results. That's the point. Like, the best is always follow the instruction, and then the results will automatically come. So here, what is the instruction? Sat-sevaya. Sat-sevaya. Seva of what? Of the Absolute Truth. Sat-sevaya adirgaya. Even if for a small moment you do that, then what happens? Drada. Drada means very firm. Matihi. Your intelligence becomes fixed. Okay. And then Krishna also declares that this material world is deplorable. Avadyam. So it's not only bad, it is deplorable. This lokam, imam lokam. And then what you become? By doing service, what is Krishna assuring? He says, you become mat janatam, my associate. So you want to become not only, you want to go not only to Godhead, but you want to become his associate. Then you have to serve. That's the very, very clear, precise instruction. And then of course Srila Prabhupada is explaining that this can be achieved only by accepting a spiritual master. We have no capacity to do on our own, you know. We think we are highly intelligent, but we are generally dumb. We don't know. We think that things are like that and things are like that, like, you know, but ultimately it is the spiritual master who in the first place shows us who Krishna is, you know. So how your hankering increases only by knowing about Krishna. Otherwise, why should anybody, you know, like there are millions of people in United States of America. Not everybody is attracted. Most of them not attracted because they don't know. They don't know anything. You talk to them about Krishna. Who is this Krishna? So they come to the temple and say, who is this black guy? What is doing with that girl? You know. Or sometimes they'll say, oh, nice dolls. They see this all decorated, beautifully decorated. So they don't know. But once they know, and they take little interest. I mean, it is a fact that if you start talking to anybody about Krishna and that person shows a little interest, Krishna immediately starts working. Automatically the good questions start coming out of that person. Isn't it? We see that. Only thing is sincerity. If he's sincere, if he's frivolous, then Krishna also doesn't bother, nobody bothers, you know. Krishna says, okay, go ahead with your thing. Like people come to the shop and, you know, we have these small sachets of prasadam. Invariably they pick it up in hand and they say, what is this? So to some we can explain it's prasadam. And then they, you know, take it. To others we just say it's a, when somebody asks, is it a mouth freshener after the meals? Oh yeah, of course, because prasadam is mouth freshener, you know. It is not only mouth freshener, it is purifier also. So somehow that goes. And they get the mercy. And here Krishna is the second one, 24. He is telling that, he is guaranteeing now. First he says the process and then the prayojana. What is the prayojana? You will remember me. Your remembrance of will continue by my mercy. By my mercy. The remembrance cannot continue without Krishna's mercy. Because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that forgetful remembrance, everything comes from him. Sometimes people say, oh, so and so is very intelligent. So Prabhupada would always say, who gave him that intelligence? What do you mean? He's got a good DNA. Our DNA comes from where? So somehow or the other, he will bring the person to accept that it is Krishna. Like it's not on your own. So here, in his purport, he says that you accumulate this Sukruti. Accumulate. It's like a fixed deposit in the bank, you know, or recurring deposit. In India, that's a little popular. They call it RD, recurring deposit. That means you pay every month something into the bank. And that amount keeps on increasing because you get interest over interest. You know. So it is there. You can spend the interest, but the main principle remains. But here it says, Prabhupada is saying, if you do that, then your service is never vanquished, but increases till fully matured. And what is the maturity? What is the maturity of this service? You become the associate of the Lord. One of the liberated associates of the Lord. So what a grand result. So I'd like to stop here. If any question, comment, you can take that up. Okay.
Yeah. We like this.
Yeah. Yeah, actually speaking, you know, like the way we present Krishna, the whole Afro-American will become devotees because it's their man.
He's African-American.
Yeah, and that in Chicago, when this Bud Billiken parade takes place, you know, in the Bud Billiken parade, there is one parade called Bud Billiken parade.
Okay.
That happens in the south side of Chicago.
Yeah.
And that's actually back to school parade. But there we carry our Jagannath on a truck, a huge Jagannath, you know, and he's smiling. So all this, and that almost 1.2 million people come there to watch that. And most of them are like, you know, Afro-American. So they immediately like it, you know, they say, hey. They ask, who is this person? Who is this? So they say, it's a Jagannath, the Lord of the universe. It's a black. Yeah. So they dance a little in front of him. You know? Yeah. So anyway, somehow or the other, Krishna has given opportunity for everybody. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.